Hello.
Hello. My name is Marcos. This is not a sales call. We are calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Okay. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote or wait until November to vote in the general election? No. Okay. Answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people and organizations. Joyce Chapman, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Someone.
Would you say somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Sheila Jackson Lee? Very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very
favorable.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Harold Duden? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, very somewhat unfavorable. Very favorable.
Yes.
Okay. What about Danny Norris? Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable? That is Danny Norris. Would you say very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Or you don't know?
No, I don't know.
Okay. What about Clint Dan Horn? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about the Houston Independent School District, the HISD? Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? Once again, the Houston Independent School District, would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable? Okay. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? Do you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous? Or would you oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools? Once again, would you support a state takeover because the HISD, would you support or oppose a state takeover? Okay. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Duden, Clint Dan Horn, Danny Norris.
I can repeat that again.
Yes. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates would you vote for if you had to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Duden, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Yeah, okay. Next, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Rate your reactions to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Someone possible.
Okay. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. Would you say this is a very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, very negative? What was that again, sir?
Okay, now read that again.
Okay, he is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape and incest. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Negative, very.
Yeah, okay. Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Somewhat positive.
Yeah, okay. Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Very positive.
Yeah, okay. Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, very negative?
Very positive.
Okay. He voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Somewhat negative.
Yeah, okay. Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Would your reaction be very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very positive.
Yeah, okay. Based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for State House?
I'm not going to be doing this.
Just one or two more minutes. We are almost done. Would you vote for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Clinton Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
Dutton.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64. Yeah, 55 to 64.
Okay. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Okay. Do you consider yourself African American or Black?
African American.
Okay. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Okay. Do you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools?
Two.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Thanks again for your help. Your opinion is very important. You have yourself a great night.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Thanks so much, sir.
Bye-bye.